I suppose we have to look back first at the Ulster game. Didn't go as you were hoping. They ran out 40 points to 12 winners in City of Derry. Difficult start to the competition for your lads.
Yeah, it was a difficult start. We did go up there with loads of hope. We thought we had a good bit of prep done that we were going to be able for, but just the pace of the game kind of caught an awful lot of the lads on the hop. We had 10 new caps going into that game. But just the first half, the lads just didn't get out of the blocks. So once we got them in at halftime, we did chat and we were just went back to basics, keep the ball. And once we did that, like the second half, do you know, if you were to count it in tries, it was two tries each. Like, so, like, we know we can mix it with the best of them. It's just about, you know, yourself, you have such a mishmash with so many different clubs getting involved and you're trying to make them all play as a team. So it's going to be hard. And I suppose not having a couple of friendlies before the start of the Interpros was probably a bit hard. We'd won half a game against the Army. We were hoping for two full games over the course of the Interpros, but just things didn't work out. And I'd say that was probably a bit of our downfall. But look, we finished strong. We had a really good second half. We really put them under pressure in the scrum. Our line-up worked really well. Once we kept the ball, we got some phases together. We scored some two nice tries. And I think we trained there last night. We had a really good session. Really physical, loads of intensity. Lads really putting their names up. Obviously wanting to right the wrong from last weekend, holding themselves accountable. So yeah, we're really looking forward to Leinster this weekend, so we can show actually what we're about.
They played Munster last weekend and they drew 20 points each. Have you seen that game? Have you seen anything that they might be bringing?
Yeah, look, I heard a couple of reports on the game. Obviously a draw is a great result for us. You know yourself, there's only three games in the Interpros. If you can get a win this week and it all goes down to the final week, Ulster could lose a game. Anything can happen. Like, it's in for a rubber. You could get some serious injuries. It's all to play for. If we potentially get a bonus point win this weekend and possibly a win the following week, we could be very well in contention at the end of the three games. Yeah, look, it's in our hands. How we want to react to last weekend really is it's all up to us.
Well, it's a home game in Craigs. Players should know that ground, artificial or synthetic surface, as I have to call it these days. But that should get you some fans in, and it should allow you to have a real cut at Leinster.
Yeah, we trained there last night. We trained there the last two or three nights. They're putting a phenomenal amount of work around Craigs, trying to develop this new clubhouse. Unfortunately, it's not going to be open like they'd hoped for this weekend, but the pitch is looking fantastic. The grounds are just brilliant. So obviously we have a lot of Craigs lads in the team. They'll know that place inside out. We will be looking to play rugby, but again, so will Leinster. So if we can match them physically, get our defence up off the line, try and nullify their threats, and we just go out and have a crack. The 4G pitch, I think, is going to suit us. Obviously, we're in the Gexcom Stadium. That's 4G, so we've been training there a good bit. So we probably have a slight advantage in that side of things. But, yeah, look, it's anybody's game.
Have you made any changes to your starting 15 and your 23?
Yeah, we have Ronan Ipek there from Castlebar. He's come in starting tight, our loose head. We've had Sam Fogarty come in from Buccaneers into the second row. Then we have Mark Dowd from Craigs has come onto the bench. Mark Purcell from Craigs, he has dropped onto the bench. So we put Barry Welch from Castlebar back into 15. But look at it. It's just changes that we think are necessary for the weekend. Boys that came on in those spots really put their hand up for selection. So we're looking to reward the lads that played well. And once the lads that are on the bench come off the bench, it's up to their hand. It's up to them to put their hands up again for the Munster game. But look, what we have, we're really happy with what we have so far.